The contemporary architect Le Corbusier once said, "Architecture is the masterly, correct, and magnificent play of masses brought together in light." The Ceramics Museum's architect, Xue Yijian, successfully directed a tranquil, reserved, yet multi-layered play of light and shadow through the use of exposed concrete, large sheets of glass, steel beams that evoke a contemporary feel, and exquisitely even pebble-washed surfaces. From 1993, when his design beat out many others in a competition, to 2000, when construction was completed, Mr. Jin and his firm, Jin Architects and Associates, worked carefully to create each detail in this building. Besides, the ceramic medium does not require temperature and humidity controls and interacts very well with natural light. Fully transparent design may be seen through the museum galleries. This brings in abundant sunlight, as well as views of the sky, clouds, flowing water, and tree shadows. These natural elements and the understated plain cement surfaces combine to form a zen-like spatial aesthetic. Some people have said that a museum's building is its largest, most permanent artwork. Behind such beautiful artworks, though, are the ideals and persistent strivings of many individuals. Xue Yijian has said, "My building is not at all a flower in a thriving flower garden, but an odd worm softening the firm soil of culture." The sense of mission that had been shared by the county government, the museum administrators, and the architect had to overcome many layers of obstacles and frustrations before the museum could finally appear before us in its present state. When you stand in this 21-meter high grand hall and get bathed in all the natural light streaming inside, you will sense the profound cultural ideals and the tremendous energy that underline this building's plain surfaces.